Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It is the middle of the week, Wednesday, but actually it's just... One sleep and then it's all on again. In fact, this weekend, 5 days of rugby league to start with in the NRL. And it'll all get underway tomorrow night with a huge game, Roosters and Panthers. Good morning to everyone listening. I'm going to do a shout-out, Brandy, off the top of the program to Jack Black. I think there's a chance Jack might be listening to our program after meeting up with Scott Sorensen yesterday. Had no idea he was a big rugby league fan. Mm-hmm. We're going to play a bit of Jack Black later. Says he Jack knows all Black the rules. Knows all the rules, Brandy.
Jack might be sitting at the Park Hyde in his Penrith jumper, Vossie, and listening to us as we dissect Teamless Tuesday and any number of other things rugby league related. I think he's a bit dirty about Leichhardt Oval. He's a big fan of Leichhardt Oval. Chris Minns has put the kibosh on that.
Well, we've got more discussion about that on Tradies News in a Nutshell this morning. People reacting to the Paul Kent story. Now, I'm not quite sure, because it was discussed extensively on NRL 360 last night. Is Peter Vallandi saying, and welcome again to everyone listening in Queensland as well, probably the Leichhardt Oval story is not that big with you guys, but it's certainly burning every day here in Sydney. So obviously a topic for discussion. But when Peter Vallandi said we'd be interested in acquiring, was that for nothing or to actually physically pay for it, or
from Peter Vallandi's, if they're interested in giving it to us, we'll certainly look at it. And I think what he was hinting at is that because the league, the NRL, are a tenant of Leichhardt Oval, which is a government owned stadium, council owned stadium, that the rent would be what the payment for taking it off the hands of the government.
But the rent would then pay for the redevelopment, is what you're saying. That would be the plan.
We're
not talking $250 million upgrade. We're talking $30 million in renovations and
so toilets,
whatever else they plan. Leichhardt Oval. So I guess we still throw it out there, Leichhardt Oval. Have we reached last chance saloon here, really? I think we're obliged.
We're getting to it. We are getting to last chance saloon.
Okay. Those outside of Sydney who maybe aren't as invested in Leichhardt Oval, don't have the attraction to it, those listening around the country. The New South Wales Premier, Chris Minns, spoke yesterday, and it's pretty black and white the way he has spoken. I don't think there's going to be any change on his part, but you be the judge. Chris Minns on Leichhardt funding.
I'd love to have the spare revenue to pump into a suburban stadium at the moment, but I don't have it. Particularly as for Tigers games, they're split between those two home grounds. My real fear is that we put money into Leichhardt and then the week afterwards they'll say, well, now we need the money for Campbelltown.
You're buying that one? Like, put their hand up again? But anyway, he can say anything. He can say anything. The bottom line is, there's no money for Leichhardt. Which is a shame. Because you and I are fans of Leichhardt. We love Leichhardt.
So someone else has to stump up with the cash. Now back on to Jack Black. Now this, rugby league. So we went to Vegas and sort of put out the feelers and the invitations and all of that sort of thing. But the A-listers didn't come. That was one thing that was missing from Vegas, Brandy. Was even Jordan Mailata and Hugh Jackman was a late pullout and all that sort of thing. So we didn't get the A-listers. In the end, I think we got the, who was it? The LA Rams Rookie of the Year. He turned up at the game. And his name escapes me. Yeah, exactly. He's the rookie of the year. But that's where they were missing. But it's hope that, well, Jack, is Jack on board? Is Jack on the bus? Like, would he could be, I'm jumping ahead here. But he could be a tremendous driver in Vegas next year. Yeah, he's here for Kung Fu Panda 4. Now, I'm prepared to promote it to the hilt. The NRL should do a Kung Fu Panda 4 round if they want. In return,
are we screaming out that hard for an A-lister?
Yeah, we are. I think they are going forward. No, I do think they do. I do think they need that to fit into the American sport. You know, having those, you know, to have Crow, so Vegas, Jackman, Jack Black, you know, I don't know, someone else there from Vegas, if the Edge had popped in, would have been handy.
So yeah. Vegas was a success, but you think that this is sort of the icing on the top. This is what they need to complete Vegas. They need a list of a whole tribe of A-listers.
Yeah. Oh, well, you imagine if Kelsey had a came to the game, you know, and you know, Brady had a lobbed or something.
You were there.
Well, exactly.
Did we make enough of a splash in Vegas for A-listers to be looking on if they glanced it and thought, but that's me next year. I just need one
to get vocal who absolutely commits. And I'm thinking Black's the driver. Now, yesterday he spoke with Scott Sorensen. Scott Sorensen must be pinching himself, really. Like, He's out injured.
That's probably more important.
But he's journeyman. He's a journeyman who's now won, what, 3 premierships, and now he's interviewing Jack Black. I mean, how that happened to Scott Sorensen's life. He was, you know, he's just battling around and... Now he's a star. Now he's doing interviews. He's
A-listers.
The A-listers. So here is Scott Sorensen making his SEN debut, having met Jack Black.
Do you know much about rugby league? About
I know
footy?
All the rules.
Ah, awesome. So you know about scoring tries?
Of course.
Yeah. We score tries, and some of the boys actually, they like to celebrate a little bit.
Yeah.
And I got a few here, actually.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to see some.
Crichton De Toto is there again. And what's he got for us?
He's just swimming.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Thank you on behalf of the Penrith Panthers.
You shouldn't have.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
We appreciate your time and obviously Kung Fu Panda 4.
Hell yeah, the Dragon Warrior.
Yeah, so we'd love to present you with that.
Is it triple XL? Yeah. I'm a big boy.
Chuck it on.
A big boy. Don't work on my tri celebration.
Yes.
Better not wash this in hot water, though. Maximum density right now. Stuffed in here like a sausage.
That's awesome. I love it. Thank you for putting that on. That's unreal.
My pleasure.
Awesome. Jack, thank you so much for your time, mate.
Thank you, my friend.
I appreciate it.
Try celebration.
That's good. He's good.
In the jersey like a sausage. You see what I'm saying? We've started. Jack Black.
Okay.
Good day, Jack.
He's locked in for next year.
Yeah.
But Penrith will be there. Penrith are there.
Yeah, all right. So Penrith are there. Jack Black's there. Scotty Sorensen is the number one interviewer. Can I just wish you, Brandy, congratulations to the family. Uncle Greg, you have a nephew playing the NRL for the first time.
I do. I'm ducking out to Penrith, Vossie, as soon as we finish, as soon as we get off air. And there's a jersey presentation on, and I'll be there to help Mark and Megan, my sister, of course, MG's wife.
Yes.
So very special moment. And there's so many cousins, and we all had a big dinner. Mav wasn't there. Mav played on Saturday night, but we all came down here to Collaroy. We all went out to dinner, cousins from everywhere. So there was 28 of us, and we didn't know whether Mav was playing. So it hadn't been picked, but there was a lot of excitement in the room about Mav making his debut. Very good.
Yes. Well, and... just for those who haven't seen him play, and we've had the chance on Fox League and preseason challenges going back a couple of seasons now to see Maverick. But those who haven't, what's your thoughts? What's your rundown of Maverick Guy? What he will bring to the team, and maybe a comparison with the way MG used to play his dad.
Different players, completely different players. MG was like MG was very skillful. He was almost like a half playing in that 6'4" frame. Big. He had skills. Great passing game, different sort of play. Mav is big and mobile, and Mav will bring aggression, and he's a good player, but different to his dad. But he's earned his spot. He certainly has worked hard for it.
All right, that's right there. Number 17, Maverick Gaia for Penrith tomorrow night. Just back on the A-list, as if you want to make an A-list of A-listers that we should target for Vegas. Like, let's really go even outside of actors and singers, politicians, you know. Trump. Get Trump there. Who should we chase?
We've got a bit of Donald. Surely we've got some Donald.
That was fake news.
Not fake news, Donald. It's just a suggestion. I'm saying maybe we should chase him. I'm saying we haven't locked him in. That would be fake news. But I'm just saying, who should we pursue to drive the game forward into new markets? Jack Black's on board. Who else now? Jack Black's just the tip of the iceberg. Jack.
The world now, is our oyster.
Now, have you had any dramas in the kitchen? What an interesting story this is. Albert Hopewadi is out this weekend for the Raiders when they play the Sharks after sustaining minor burns to his arm in a cooking accident. Albert, forever now known as Gordon Ramsay Hopewadi. Will we call him that or what's so
we've got we've got a stack of players out, Fossey. This is pretty... an original way to be missing a game, but sustaining minor burns after a cooking accident. So, obviously, do you think there's oil involved? He splashed a bit of oil on the arm, and I don't know the flame. Is he talking gas? Is he cooking by gas?
No, but to actually be out, he's out of the game. It's not something we're bandaging up and covering. What is he? Is he having plastic surgery to, you know? Is the arm? What did happen? I just can't be left with a cooking accident. I need to know more detail. I think we're all curious to know what was he doing? Is he au fait with kitchen gear? Is he a regular?
Is it his
cooking?
First time?
Yeah, is he adventurous? What was he cooking? I want to know a little bit more about Albert Obawadi's culinary skills.
We'll dig a bit deeper.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, if we don't get the facts, let's just make it up. So on the open line, Great Southern Bank open line, 1300 01 1170. Can you paint the picture? What happened to Albert Obawadi? What was he cooking? To burn your arm to a point where you can't play on the weekend. I mean, we all get burns. I mean, you know, you grab something or, as you say, a bit of oil splashed up and all of that. But the burn must be so significant that
there's a bit in it.
Dressing and bandaging and that's that. Because, you know, a big burn and all that can lead to infection and things like that. That's why you've got to be careful with the way you treat them. If it's a big burn.
It's got to be a severe burn.
Yeah.
Now, not a good story, Vossi, and I saw this on my wife's social media yesterday. She showed me, it might have been late yesterday afternoon, a boat running into a bridge in Baltimore.
Yep.
A boat just careened into a bridge and
shipping container,
and flattened.
Yep.
Flattened the bridge.
Well, it fell apart, as I think it's well described. Fell apart like a toy, like a Meccano set. It hit the pylon. So it hit the pylon, and first of all, they were saying, look, it'd take more skill to hit the pylon than it would be to miss it. But now we learn that there was total power failure. They had sent out a mayday, as it was just careering into at reasonably low speed into the pylon, and that the fact that they got the mayday out, they're actually able to shut the bridge to a degree because you're wondering, well, how come there's not hundreds dead, hundreds in the water? It was 1:30 in the morning.
Early morning.
They managed to stop a lot of the traffic flow coming onto the bridge. They sort of were able to predict the potential disaster that was about to happen. I don't think they anticipated the whole bridge collapsing into the water, but they were able to stop. But there were still people working on the bridge, filling potholes, poor beggars, that plunged into the water and some haven't been accounted for.
Terrible story.
So it's a dramatic vision. Like, it is like an action movie. Like, it's a created out of Hollywood rather than real life. The bridge just... It's the third biggest span bridge, I think, in the world.
Really?
Huge bridge, yeah. So
came down. Nothing left.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, essentially, the middle. Yeah, that's right. It's all crashing the sea. President Biden has said that the federal government over there, they're going to completely fund the redevelopment of it. is what they're the rebuilding of the bridge. But obviously that'd take a lot of time. But yeah, incredible scenes. Also, Brandy, last night Socceroos over Lebanon. Did you catch any of that? Big crowd, record crowd, 5-0.
No, I knew it was 5-0. I didn't catch any of it. No.
You know who played his first game for Australia last night from Central Coast Mariners? Josh Nisbet.
Go on.
The little bloke.
The little bloke. Did he?
Josh Nisbet. He played for Australia last night.
Vertically challenged little person.
Well, he's incredible to watch. He is just an absolute...
How tall is he? 5'2"?
Something like that. Our A-League fans will come on the text line and let us know about Nisbet. Because he's been an incredible contributor to the Mariners' success. He's incredible to watch around the field. He moves so quick. He bobs up everywhere. And last night played for the Socceroos. So that was good. 5-0. So top of the table of their qualifying group in the same group as Lebanon, Palestine and Bangladesh.
I'm going to say we go through. I'm going to say we win that group. I think we're too good for it. Yeah, that's right.
I think they're basically... through now, even if they lost to Palestine and Bangladesh in the last two games, they've done four from four.
So will the Central Coast Mariners player be part of the squad when they get serious, do you think?
Well, I don't know about that. You'd have to speak to Graham Arnold. I don't have a line to Graham, but you can ask that question of him if you want.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's had experience. I just say well done. An A-League player who's achieved great things in the A-League, got a chance representing his country last night. And there's a massive story out of the AFL we will talk about later.
A huge
drugs bombshell has been dropped in Parliament. Federal Parliament, the story breaks, which is most unusual.
It's a huge story. It really is. Like, whatever you thought about yesterday's chat on the two girls, there's nothing on this story is. Nah. The allegations are... mind-blowing. They really are.
Of cover-up, of smother. Cover-up and smother. This is Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on the home of sport. Our guests today, Aidan Caesar from the West Tigers. All hail, Aidan. Jared Waitley, David Riccio, Hemi Goodman, Brandy, here on this Wednesday morning.
We're here for Bryden's Lawyers, Vossie. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers. You can get us on the Great Southern Bank open line 1300 01 1170 to be in the running for our Club Med Caller of the Year, and you'll win a trip to Bali for four worth almost 10 grand. Thanks for making the switch to Sydney's home of sport, SEN, 1170 AM.